Welcome back. It's 9:07. You're listening to Talk on 2000. So the ANC in Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal held their elective conferences over the weekend. In Gauteng, around 1,244 out of a total of 1,256 voting ANC delegates elected the current Gauteng Premier, David Makhura, as the province's chairperson, while Gauteng Education MEC, Panyaza Sufi was elected as his deputy. In KwaZulu-Natal, Sihle Zikalala retained his position as the chairperson of the province, while Mike Mabuyakulu beat Willis Mkunu to become the deputy chair. For a political analysis of the outcomes of these two conferences, we're joined on the line by Professor Andre Duvenage, who's a political analyst from the Northwest University. Prof, good evening. What is your reaction to the top ANC leadership which was appointed in both KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng?
Good evening, KG. Yes, I think the first point I like to make, it is very important for the ANC to get elected conferences going in two of the biggest provinces for the ANC in the country. I think that KZN is the biggest and Gauteng either second or third place at this point. Now, if we look at the Gauteng conference, as you mentioned, Makhura made it and his deputy Panyaza Lesufi, it was a big setback for Paul Mashatile and Mahile. If you analyze the outcome, you will find that it was a very close 50-50 contest, telling us that the ANC in Gauteng is very much divided. And I am reading some interest, some momentum for the Zuma interest, even in a province like Gauteng. Coming to KwaZulu-Natal, very interesting, Zile Zikalala made it. But then the second one, and you refer to him, Mike Mabuyakulu, he has stronger sentiments towards the Ramaphosa line. I am seeing a clear support base and majority for Jacob Zuma. So in short, the big message is the Zuma group is not out of this process. They are still operating and they are very strong in KZN.
Let's stay with KZN, Prof, because this was their eighth elective conference following their challenge to hold a successful conference in previous months. When you were reflecting before the elective conference happened, did you anticipate that Sihle Zikalala would retain his position as chair?
Yes, I expected it in some way because we know that the Zuma grouping is very strong in KZN and the opposition towards Zuma read it into Ramaphosa, the Zenzu Mchunu, Mike Mabuyakulu lines. These lines were definitely second best. So it was expected. What is, however, interesting is that Super Zuma, the provincial secretary, is out and replaced by Ntuli. But what is interesting is that both these two are Zuma loyalists. So it's not a win for the Ramaphosa line.
In KZN, the province's top five positions, as well as the PEC, is made up of youngsters. Of the 35 PEC members, 20 have served in various youth league structures. What does that mean, though, for KZN going forward?
Well, a number of things. That's also a tendency I'm picking up on a more national or general level, and that is that we are busy with a generation change within the structures of the ANC. And it's clear that the old guard is making way for the youth or younger politicians within the structures of the ANC. But together with this, is there a stronger, more radical approach from the youth? We know traditionally that the youth is more radical in their approach towards politics and in their approach towards political issues. And I believe that is just another indication that our politics will become in the future even more populist and even stronger in radical terms, paving the way for what some will refer to as forms of radical economic and social transformation, including the whole land debate.
Some of your colleagues beg to differ with you, Prof, in regards to the who is aligned to who, because some say the newly elected PEC is said to be aligned to the President Cyril Ramaphosa faction. Do you think that President Ramaphosa is in good favor in the most powerful ANC region in the country? You referred yourself earlier to Mike Mabuyakulu being strongly from the Ramaphosa faction.
Yes, my take on it is that Zigalala, the chairperson, is a very, very strong supporter of Jacob Zuma, so also the secretary in Ntuli. And just looking at these two people, and if you look at the structures of the ANC, you will find that these are the two most important positions. So my take on the situation is that the Zuma lines are still very strong within the ANC, and specifically within KZN. And I think the same tendency is also applicable to the Free State.
Okay. To the Free State, Prof, not Gauteng. Did you say the Free State?
I said the Free State because that is where the Premier's League are operating.
Yeah.
That's the Ismagashule lines as well. When it comes to Gauteng, it's a bit different. There, the Ramaphosa lines, I believe, is stronger. I think the debate in the ANC there is a stronger urban middle-class debate, and that is more aligned with the orientation of Ramaphosa, while KwaZulu-Natal is stronger, traditionally orientated, and that is the traditional support base of Jacob Zuma and his groupings.
16 past 7 on Talk on 2000, we're analysing the ANC elective conferences of the provinces Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal that happened over the weekend, and we are analysing these with Professor Andre Duvenage, who is political analyst from the Northwest University. Do you think MECs that were aligned to former President Jacob Zuma, particularly here in Gauteng, could end up being given the boot?
Well, if we just listen to David Makura and his speech after he became the chairperson, it was quite clear that he said that there will be no cabinet reshuffle in the foreseeable future. He asked rather for cooperation, for building bridges. That's also very interesting. That was the same message going out from Cyril Ramaphosa. I think that was in KZN, that it's now time to accommodate people. And there was also a warning from Ismagashule in recent days that it's going to be difficult to bring people together. There's a lot to do to build bridges among the factions within the structures of the ANC. So I'm not expecting that in Gauteng. I think that the ANC at this point in time accept the reality that they need to get some form of a compromise going. If not, they are not going to win the election.
Yeah.
And some people are even referring to what we call the zebra politics, with a 50-50 type of approach from one faction to the other.
Do you think, Prof, that the results of this PEC is indicative of the unity not so unified, because the unity card has been played from the elective conference, the national elective conference in Johannesburg here at NASREC last year, and it's a tone that has gone on since President Cyril Ramaphosa has come into power. Do you think that the results of these PECs is indicative of a not so united ANC?
If we look at the 2017 conference, it was clear that the ANC was divided. It was very close to a 50-50 scenario at that point. If it wasn't for David Mabuza and him changing over to the Ramaphosa lines, we could have said President Jacob Zuma still be the president. Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma, excuse me, still the president of the ANC at that point. So it is clear to me that the divisions are very deep within the structures. Now, after that, Mr. Ramaphosa came with a unifying approach, trying to build bridges. That is part of his structure. That is his background, and so on. So in that sense, I think we can say at this point that there were successes when it comes to KZN and when it comes to Gauteng. At least there are outcomes when it comes to the conferences, no legal battles continuing, and that is positive for the ANC and positive for Mr. Ramaphosa. But if you analyze that a bit deeper, you will clearly find that there are still big divisions within the structures, and I believe the moment of truth will be there when they need to announce the lists, because the lists and the appointment of people in a hierarchy on the list.
Sifi was elected as his deputy in KwaZulu-Natal. Sihle Zikalala retained his position as the chairperson of the province, while Mike Mabuyakulu beat Willis Mkunu to become the deputy chair. For a political analysis of the outcomes of these two conferences, we're joined on the line by Professor Andre Duvenage, who's a political analyst from the Northwest University. Prof, good evening. What is your reaction to the top ANC leadership which was appointed in both KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng?
Good evening, KG. Yes, I think the first point I like to make, it is very important for the ANC to get elected conferences going in two of the biggest provinces for the ANC in the country. I think that KZN is the biggest and Gauteng either second or third place at this point. Now, if we look at the Gauteng conference, as you mentioned, Makura made it and his deputy, Panyasa Lesufi, it was a big setback for Paul Mashatile and Mayile. If you analyze the outcome, you will find that it was a very close 50-50 contest, telling us that the ANC in Gauteng is very much divided. And I am reading some interest, some momentum for the Zuma interest, even in a province like Gauteng. Coming to KwaZulu-Natal, very interesting, Zile Zikalala made it. But then the second one, and you refer to him, Mike Mabuyakulu, he has stronger sentiments towards the Ramaphosa line. I am seeing a clear support base and majority for Jacob Zuma. So in short, the big message is the Zuma group is not out of this process. They are still operating and they are very strong in KZN.
Let's stay with KZN, Prof, because this was their eighth elective conference following their challenge to hold a successful conference in previous months. When you were reflecting before the elective conference happened, did you anticipate that Sihle Zikalala would retain his position as chair?
Yes, I expected it in some way, because we know that the Zuma grouping is very strong in KZN, and the opposition towards Zuma, read it into Ramaphosa, the Zenzu Mchunu, Mike Mabuyakulu lines. These lines were definitely second best. So it was expected. What is, however, interesting is that Super Zuma, the provincial secretary, is out and replaced by Ntuli. But what is interesting is that both these two are Zuma loyalists. So it's not a win for the Ramaphosa line.
In KZN, the province's top five positions, as well as the PEC, is made up of youngsters. Of the 35 PEC members, 20 have served in various youth league structures. What does that mean, though, for KZN going forward?
Well, a number of things. That's also a tendency I'm picking up on a more national or general level, and that is that we are busy with a generation change within the structures of the ANC. And it's clear that the old guard is making way for the youth or younger politicians within the structures of the ANC. But together with this, is there a stronger, more radical approach from the youth? We know traditionally that the youth is more radical in their approach towards politics and in their approach towards political issues. And I believe that is just another indication that our politics will become in the future even more populist and even stronger in radical terms, paving the way for what some will refer to as forms of radical economic and social transformation, including the whole land debate.
Some of your colleagues beg to differ with you, Prof, in regards to the who is aligned to who, because some say the newly elected PEC is said to be aligned to the President Cyril Ramaphosa faction. Do you think that President Ramaphosa is in good favor in the most powerful ANC region in the country? You referred yourself earlier to Mike Mabuyakulu being strongly from the Ramaphosa faction.
Yes, my take on it is that Zigalala, the chairperson, is a very, very strong supporter of Jacob Zuma, so also the secretary in the Tuli. And just looking at these two people, and if you look at the structures of the ANC, you will find that these are the two most important positions. So my take on the situation is that the Zuma lines are still very strong within the ANC, and specifically within KZN. And I think the same tendency is also applicable to the Free State.
Okay. To the Free State, Prof, not Gauteng. Did you say the Free State?
I said the Free State because that is where the Premier's League are operating.
Yeah.
That's the Ismagashule lines as well. When it comes to Gauteng, it's a bit different. There, the Ramaphosa lines, I believe, is stronger. I think the debate in the ANC there is a stronger urban middle-class debate, and that is more aligned with the orientation of Ramaphosa, while KwaZulu-Natal is stronger, traditionally orientated, and that is the traditional support base of Jacob Zuma and his groupings.
16 past 7 on Talk on 2000, we're analysing the ANC elective conferences of the provinces Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal that happened over the weekend, and we are analysing these with Professor Andre Duvenage, who is political analyst from the Northwest University. Do you think MECs that were aligned to former President Jacob Zuma, particularly here in Gauteng, could end up being given the boot?
Well, if we just listen to David Makura and his speech after he became the chairperson, it was quite clear that he said that there will be no cabinet reshuffle in the foreseeable future. He asked rather for cooperation, for building bridges. That's also very interesting. That was the same message going out from Cyril Ramaphosa. I think that was in KZN, that it's now time to accommodate people. And there was also a warning from Ismagashule in recent days that it's going to be difficult to bring people together. There's a lot to do to build bridges among the factions within the structures of the ANC. So I'm not expecting that in Gauteng. I think that the ANC at this point in time accept the reality that they need to get some form of a compromise going. If not, they are not going to win the election.
Yeah.
And some people are even referring to what we call the zebra politics, with a 50-50 type of approach from one faction to the other.
Do you think, Prof, that the results of this PEC is indicative of the unity not so unified, because the unity card has been played from the elective conference, the national elective conference in Johannesburg here at NASREC last year, and it's a tone that has gone on since President Cyril Ramaphosa has come into power. Do you think that the results of these PECs is indicative of a not so united ANC?
If we look at the 2017 conference, it was clear that the ANC was divided. It was very close to a 50-50 scenario at that point. If it wasn't for David Mabuza and him changing over to the Ramaphosa lines, we could have said President Jacob Zuma still be the president. Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma, still the president of the ANC at that point. So it is clear to me that the divisions are very deep within the structures. Now, after that, Mr. Ramaphosa came with a unifying approach, trying to build bridges. That is part of his structure, that is his background, and so on. So in that sense, I think we can say at this point that there were successes when it comes to KZN and when it comes to Gauteng. At least there are outcomes when it comes to the conferences, no legal battles continuing, and that is positive for the ANC and positive for Mr. Ramaphosa. But if you analyze that a bit deeper, you will clearly find that there are still big divisions within the structures, and I believe the moment of truth will be there when they need to announce the lists, because the lists and the appointment of people in a hierarchy on the lists are going to be critical for stability within the structures of the ANC.
When we zone in on Gauteng, Prof, David Makura, the current Premier of Gauteng, being voted chair, and the MEC for Education, Panyaza Lesufi, getting in as deputy chair. When you look at that combination, do you see it as a good selection?
Well, I'm a bit concerned about Mr. Panyaza Lesufi and his approach towards a number of issues. Mm-hmm. Mr. Makura, I believe, is a more moderate type of person with a softer approach towards politics and political issues. In that sense, I think it's a good combination to have a moderate on the one side and on the other side a person with a more radical approach. I think what we need at the moment in the ANC and within the bigger country is an approach of tolerance, an approach of moderation on a number of issues. And I believe this is the line to go. And unfortunately, Mr. Lesufi is not always within that framework.
The ANC in Gauteng made a resolution to scrap e-tolls, to return the land in the province to the people and not wait for parliament. They also resolved to look into the cost of living, which has become a burden for people, and fight corruption and state capture. What are your thoughts on these resolutions?
Well, that is precisely aligned with the national ANC and the policy directives coming from the national level. Maybe the one on land, that they are not going to wait for parliament, or maybe even further for the constitution to be changed, referring to Article 25 of the constitution. I think that is a bit problematic, but we understand the need for land, specifically around the urban areas, and I believe it is possible to deal with it in a constructive way. So in a general sense, it is the policy directives from a national level just applied to the Gauteng context.
What do you make of this interesting appearance of former health MEC Kodane Mahlangu making it now into the PEC list in Gauteng?
Well, yeah, politics in many ways is a struggle for survival. Mm. And the only way you can survive politically is by getting some sort of power. And power is the recipe to success and survival. And in a way, it is just another methodology to get power and to survive politically and also get certain advantages when it comes to politics and maybe positions, etc.
Yeah. Women, though, they continue to be minimal in top positions within the ANC. And it looks like it's getting worse and worse. Why do you think women continue to be so minimal in top positions within ANC structures?
Well, I think there can be a number of reasons for it. I think in many ways, the culture within the structure of the ANC is still a very conservative culture, although it is presenting itself as a very radical organization. But if you look at social structures, you look at social behavior and so on, the organization is very much traditional. Secondly, I believe that women are not always identifying the right advantages and positions for them to play in with. And in that sense, they are not always coming out of the structure as winners. They need to organize, they need to mobilize, and they need to play the game of politics. Mm-hmm. And then I must tell you, the tendency around the world is that in basically all political positions, there's still a majority of men throughout the world in basically all the positions, even your most progressive democratic countries like the Scandinavian countries and a few others.
Yeah. Lastly, Prof, on the overall, do you think that the newly elected PECs in Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal are strong enough to move the ANC movement forward in each respective province and do well for the ANC then in the 2019 elections?
Well, I think the starting point is that we had elections, there was relative stability, and there was relative consensus about the outcome. But there is a difficult task lying ahead of these two provinces. We know about the violence in KZN. We know about ideological differences. We know about the history of faction fighting going on there. So I think KZN is going to be an extremely difficult scenario. When it comes to Gauteng, I think it's going to be a bit easier. I think there's more consensus in Gauteng in comparison to what we have seen in KZN. It's also another type of political culture that is applicable in Gauteng. In that sense, I think it's going to be easy. We must just add a footnote and saying there was a district conference in Northwest in the Taung area, which ended up in complete chaos. In that sense, the Northwest is still far behind Gauteng and KZN. But I think from a Ramaphosa perspective and from a philosophy of creating unity and keep unity within the structures of the ANC, what happened in both Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal was positive for Mr. Ramaphosa. However, my concerns, as I mentioned earlier, that I still believe that the Zuma factor is the dominant factor when it comes to KZN.
Yeah. We'll leave it there. Thank you for your insights. Thank you for your time, Prof. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Professor Andre Duvenage is a political analyst from the University of the Northwest.